Okay, I just want to give it to you guys straight. Do you feel like life is like you're living life as it should be? Do you feel like there's something more? Some of you know will know what I'm talking about when I'm will have experienced something similar of having something a shame in your life that you feel like if anyone ever knew, you'd never actually be loved. You'd never be able to be loved. Some people have, we've all been hurt by others. And the world we live in is so wretched. There's so much pain and there's so much misery. And I need to tell you good news that you've obviously you probably would have heard of Christianity before, you've heard of Jesus before, but you might not have given your life to him. I'm here to tell you there's a difference. Once you start following Jesus, once you start following his ways, once you start loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and loving your neighbor as yourself and taking that seriously, life is so different. I've seen so many answers to prayers. I've seen freedom myself from addictions. I need everyone to know that there's more to life. If you don't know Jesus, there's more to life. I'll just say it flat, outright. And the reason I want to share this is because 2 years ago I became a Christian and I've experienced God's love and mercy and grace and everything that Jesus talks about. Have you ever messed something up? And it's on one person. Like, let's say you've messed something up, and it specifically relates to letting down one person that you really respect, maybe. And you are really panicked and worried about how they're going to react. That they're going to be really annoyed with you and really disappointed and really just like angry with you. But then, once you bring it to them, once they find out, they aren't angry, they aren't annoyed, but they just have so much grace for you. They just love you. And because you've messed up, it still hasn't changed. It hasn't changed anything. And they just show you so much grace and forgiveness that feeling is so amazing. If you've ever experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. And that's that comes from that feeling of being forgiven for something when it's just been you and you've messed something up is freedom. And that's what Jesus brings. And it's hard to convey the enormity of what I'm talking about right now, but I'm just saying it seriously because I need everyone to know that there's freedom from darkness, that there's freedom from addiction, that you do not have to be stuck where you are, that there's more to life. If you do not know God intimately, if you do not know His love for you, there is more to life. There's so many people that are just stuck that think that all the pain in the world is all that there is for their life, and there's so much more. And I need everyone to know that there's more to life than this. And when you experience God's love, it transforms your life. And it's not from a place of working hard, of changing your, it's like Christianity, you come to God, you ask for him to come into your life, and you experience his love. And then from that place, things start to change. Not because you start to work, you work really hard to earn his love. No, 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 no. There's no way we can earn God's love. But he loves us anyways. And when we experience his love, all of a sudden we start to experience freedom and joy and light, deep joy. Joy that's still there when things are bad. And I want everyone to know about that. So that's just what this little podcast is about. And if you want to know this love, pray, ask God. Ask him to come into your life. Ask him to set you free from addiction, set you free from darkness. Because he can. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in other people's lives. So many other people's lives have been transformed by God. I'm reminded of the lyrics of Amazing Grace. Let me just search them up. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord hath promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Do you feel like a wretch? Do you feel lost? Do you feel blind? Ask God to help. Please reach out to me if you want to talk about this, or if you have any questions, if you're at all curious. You don't have to reach out to me to say I'm going to become a Christian, but if you want to just talk about anything, I just want to be there for my friends. I want to be there for everyone. So please just reach out to me. My number is 0791-4473-655. That is 0791-4473-655. And my name is Andrew Norby, if you didn't know. Anyways, that's me finished. May Lord, please let whoever's listening to this experience your love. Please, Lord. Thank you.